Cincinnati kept five tight ends, and Mike Gesicki is one of them. The initial 53 carries Gesicki, Drew Sample, Tanner Hudson, Eric All Jr., and seventh-round rookie Jack Endries, per Jeff Hobson at the team's site, with Cam Grandy and Josh Caddis waived. Caddis's cut reported ahead of the announcement by Heltman, citing Tom Pelissero. Endries arrived at cut day as a named camp standout, headlining Hobson's pre-cut roster piece alongside camp stars Donta Myers and Landon Robinson, and he was one of all seven of the team's 2026 draft picks to make the roster. A week ago, we framed the cutdown as a squeeze on this room. It wasn't. Nobody Gesicki was competing with got squeezed out except two names below him, and the team chose to carry five, one of its biggest position groups. What five tight ends means, the reporting doesn't say, and we won't assign it a meaning. It can read as a team that values the position, or simply as a crowded room. The second thing we said we'd watch, whether All's workload kept growing in the finale, has no answer at all. The starters rested Friday's 30-13 win at Philadelphia, per the team's site, and no reachable account of the game describes All's usage or names him. That's a gap in the record, not evidence in either direction. For a first-time listener, the June read was that tight end targets are sticky, but capped for Gesicki in an offense built around two-star receivers, with Noah Fant's departure a small tailwind and All's return the one real threat to his snaps. A week ago, the threat became a participant. This week, the room added a second young body instead of removing one, which sharpens the competition question without settling it. The other item in this offense this week, Ja'Marr Chase's slightly hyperextended left knee, per Russell Heltman at Bengals on SI, sits next to all of this, and no reporting connects it to anyone else's targets, so neither will we. We'll check back once real snaps start sorting the room out. Data via NFL Verse.